Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County went separate ways to wrestle over the weekend. Starting with the Campbell County boys, they made the long trip to Green River to participate in the Thoman-Jackson duels, with the schools being separated into four pools. The Camels were in Pool C, and they placed third in the pool as a team. Individually, Tace Lake, Cohen Granser, Landon Bales, Wade Garrett, Lucas Balfonts, Wyatt Herther, and Logan Johnson all placed above a 500 average in their duels. Moving to the Camel ladies, they traveled the Green River as well and competed in a tournament style and finished fourth out of the 20 schools with 57 points. Carly Balfonts placed fifth in the 130. Ellie Bosis came in third in the 115 class, as did Gianna Moore in the 170 class. There were two second-place finishers for the Camels, with Lou Ann Bryan in the 135 and Harley Hunter in the 190 class. Camels head coach Jace Jensen says the team is making great progress at this point on the season.
Well, we're continuing to improve. We had a large group of kids come out at the beginning of this year. We're still sitting around 50 kids on our roster, and we're still kind of developing our varsity lineup a little bit. Took a few extra kids this past weekend to Green River and kind of just rotated them in and out of weight classes, just trying to see who's going to get the varsity spot. The group of kids that we have right now are extremely hard workers, and they're starting to figure out that they can compete at the varsity level and have success.
Campbell County will have a busy weekend starting tomorrow in a duel against Sturgis on Thursday in Gillette, the Moorcroft Mixer on Friday and Saturday, and a duel against Thunder Basin this Tuesday at Campbell County High School. We will have an update on how Thunder Basin did in the next hour. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.